In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's gospel, a paralytic, a young man who is paralyzed, is brought on a pallet to our Lord. And we can imagine what is going on in the mind of this man who is a paralytic. He wants his cure. He wants to be able to walk again. He wants to be able to use his arms and his legs and to move about. He wants to be healthy once again. And this is his chief desire, his chief prayer. And he has some good friends who says, look, here is Christ. He can heal you. He is this wonder worker. We've seen him perform miracles. Let us take you to him. And these are really good friends because they pick him up on his pallet and they carry him, his bed and all, to go to Christ. And when Christ sees this man on his pallet there, paralyzed, he already knows the man's prayer, his desire to walk again. He knows the desire and the prayer of his friends who have brought him to him. And he knows what's going on in the minds of the Pharisees who are watching him. Knowing all of this, the first thing Christ says to the paralytic, to the young man on the pallet who is there paralyzed, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven you. And of course, the Pharisees are scandalized. Who can forgive sins but God? And so they don't want to believe that Christ is God. And so they question him, and our Lord says, okay, just to show you which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or take up your pallet and walk. And to prove that he has the power to forgive sins, he says to the young man, arise, pick up your pallet that you were carried here on, take it and go home. And the young man arose, took up his pallet and went home. But Christ's motivation is first to forgive him his sins. Because before we can expect health in our body and good things in this world, the material blessings, we need to first seek the healing of our soul. We need to pay attention to our soul. Christ says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and its justice, and everything else will be given you besides. But all too often we have inverted that order. If I were only healthy, I would have more time to pray. If I were only healthy, then I could go to church. If I were only healthy, then I would have more time for God. And that's absolutely backwards. God knows exactly what's going on in our lives. This paralytic was not a paralytic by accident. Even if it was because of his sins that he has made a paralytic, God has foreseen that he would be paralyzed. And from this paralyzation of this young man, God is able to bring forth great things. Would this man have come to Christ if he were not paralyzed? And he would have remained in his sins. The fact that his body was paralyzed was a blessing to him. Because his body was paralyzed, he wanted to be cured. Because his body was paralyzed, his friends loved him enough to pick him up on his bed and carry him to Christ. Because he was paralyzed, the first words that Christ says, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven you. After his sins are forgiven, then he gets the blessing that he was seeking in this world. Arise, take your pallet and walk. And I think in our day we forget that we must seek first the kingdom of God. We forget that the first thing I must do is free my soul from sins. I must seek my soul's health. The life of my soul is more important than the life of this body, more important than the health of this body. And our Lord is showing us very clearly that all things are working for the health of our soul, for the life of our soul. The good things that happen in our life are so that we will love God and our soul will be drawn closer to Him. The sickness, the evil, the poverty, the difficulties we experience in this world, in this life, are for the good of our soul. It seems when everything is going well, we forget about God. We have no time to pray. We have no time to do our catechism. We have no time to think about God. We have no time to read the scriptures or a prayer book. There's no time. I've got too many things to do. Ask any young family. Why can't you kneel down and say the rosary every day? Well, we can't even sit down and eat a meal together every day. We've got soccer practice, we've got dance, we've got ballet, we've got this, we've got that, we've got to go here, we've got to go there, we've got after school curriculum, we've got this, and I've got my job, my husband's got my job, we just don't have time. And I can remember a guidance counselor once telling me that we need to focus on prioritizing things. We've got to figure out what is most important in your life. What do you want? What is the most important thing? Believe it or not, I was young once, and I wanted to do everything, and there's just not enough time in the day to do it all. You can't take all these courses that you want to take because there's not enough time in the day. You can't do all these things. You have to decide which one is more important to you. What do you want to do with your life? And I say the same to us all now in the spiritual realm. We have to prioritize what's most important to us. The young man who wants to play football, he's going to sacrifice a lot of time, a lot of energy. He's going to push himself. He's going to lift weights. He's going to exercise. He's going to watch what he eats. And he's going to spend a lot of time, energy, and thought because he has this goal. I want to go out on a football field and perform well. I want to be good. Physically good. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. Or I want the fame, whatever it is. But that's his goal. That's his priority. Nothing else matters. And with that being my priority, going to play a game on Sunday and missing Mass? No problem. My priority is football, not the Mass, not church, not the religion, not my soul. And I can say the same with European football, soccer, baseball, basketball, whatever it is. Your exercise, your dance, whatever. Whatever it is in this world, that's what's most important to you. That's what you will pursue. And Christ has made it very clear. We should forget about these things. Don't worry about these things. I should say forget, but we should seek first the kingdom of heaven. When you tell me you have no time to pray, what you are telling me is that you prioritize all these things more than you do your soul. You prioritize all these things more than you do your eternal happiness in heaven. You love these things more than you love God, who has given you these things. And when I stop and look at it through this lens, I can't help but say, oh yeah, there's a reason why there's sickness in this world. There's a reason why there's problems and accidents and people are in pain and suffering. It's because God wants them to think about their soul for a minute. Turn to Christ. Even if you're coming to Christ to say, Lord, take this headache away from me. It's more than I can bear. Take this pain out of my life. Give me physical health. God sent it for a reason. And maybe that reason is for you to turn to God. It is a good thing. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And he does it because he loves us. And we should begin to see in everything that happens around us the hand of God. God does this because he loves us. And he wants us to seek first the kingdom of heaven. So with your worldly problems, go to God. But don't become angry at God. Go to God and ask him for help. But don't be surprised when he says, your sins are forgiven you. Go and sin no more. And you say, but what about my headache? What about my problem? All right, I'll give you that too. Take up your pallet and walk. Go home. But he did it all to get us there before him. The rain, the sunshine, the cold, the heat, it's all given to us by God. The pleasure, the pain, everything. It's all arranged by God to draw us closer to him. We just need to focus on that and come to him. In whatever condition, whatever need it is we are in, come to him. And be grateful that he is seeking first the salvation of our eternal souls. That is more important. And all the pains and difficulties of this life are not even worthy to be compared to the glory that awaits the sons of God. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et maniat semper.